bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Lipstick and Lightsabers. I am Shannon.
And I'm Alex.
And Tross is in a week and a half.
This is our last recording before the last...
Stop.
I was going to say The Last Jedi. That was 2 years ago already.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. How are you?
To be honest, The Mandalorian has been keeping me from thinking about it too much, and it's
which
been
is
good.
yeah and I'll say we're both in quotations off Twitter,
but we're both lurking.
Yeah, we both lurk all the time, so if like we're still liking your stuff, like it's because we're technically still there.
Like I hid it in a folder buried deep and I turned off notifications.
Yep.
But sometimes I'm still there. Question mark. I may not be by the time like this comes out. I don't know. When are people actually seeing the movie?
I think that like a week out would be a good time to like go completely dark on Twitter. Basically what that just means is that like we've been missing like the drama because we try to like scroll past, or at least I try to scroll past like any Tross stuff.
Yeah, so I've been like seeing drama happening but not knowing what it's about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like we just like drop in and out. Yeah. And it's like, oh no, it's on fire. Let me just go away again.
Yeah. I think people are getting really antsy and they're getting worried or they're just freaking out.
Yeah. But I'm so excited for this movie. I can't.
We've dedicated 2 years to it.
I know. We've literally talked about The Rise of Skywalker every single day for 2 years. It's amazing. it's a lot. And we are going to talk a little bit about the news. We've both been trying to like stay away from some of the news. But before we get into that, I do want to say thank you to everybody who participated in our Black Friday sale. We had everything up on the shop, which took me so much longer to get ready than I thought it was going to take. My internet was not happy. But thank you to everybody who participated in that. And we are now back to our weekly rotation on TeePublic. So if you didn't know, all of the lovely art that gets released with all of our Friday shows is also available for purchase in our TeePublic shop. You can find links to that on our website at network1901.com. So that's really exciting. You can support us. You can support Alex. Everything she does is amazing. So thank you guys so much.
Yay! And so, taking a little break from drawing weekly art for, I would say, I think 2 weeks. I'm going to take a 2-week break and then we'll have new designs in the new year. If there's any characters you really want us to do, let us know. I do have a list going of characters coming up, but some characters, I'm looking at Val especially. I've been wanting to do Val, but I don't know what to symbolize her with.
Yeah, so, like, if you have a character that you want and, like, maybe think of what could go in the background for it as well.
Yeah.
If it's not obvious.
Yeah, so, like, with Marin, it was kind of like, what do I do for Marin?
Yeah. Yeah, there has been some where it's just like, should we do this thing?
Yeah, I kind of jumped the gun with Marin because I just wanted to draw her so badly that I didn't even think about what I was gonna do.
The skull is so cool though. I really like it. And because I like our stuff, I got a Marin notebook, and today's notes are the first thing that I wrote in my Marin notebook, which is very on brand, so it's great. But yeah, and if you also have anything that you want to see up in the shop while we're on our 2-week break, let me know, because I am going to put more stuff up there, and I'll probably leave it alone instead of doing the weekly rotation. So just let us know any of that stuff. Like we said, we are kind of off Twitter, but we will still get your DMs if you want to DM us. But with that, let's move into a little bit of the news. So I think we've gotten a TV spot like every single day. Am I wrong in saying that?
I think so, but I haven't seen them all because I'm kind of avoiding them. But then some of them slip through the cracks and I see some of them.
Yeah, like that's kind of the thing where I'm like, when TV spots started getting really heavy, I was like, I'm off Twitter. And then, like, every time I'd get back on, I'd, like, see, a little thing from it. And I'm like, well, I spoiled myself.
So,
there we go.
So you have, like, you have cable at home. Do you see them on TV?
No, because I don't really watch a lot of TV. Like, my stepdad does, but he doesn't watch anything where these would come on.
Okay. Yeah, because I only have Netflix and Disney Plus, so I don't see those kinds of things just pop up.
Yeah, I think more than anything, I see, like, the thumbnails and everything, because I'm on YouTube a lot, so I see people talking about it on YouTube, not only just being posted from Star Wars, so one of the things that I would have rather not see was in a huge thumbnail, and I was like, okay, thanks YouTube, but that's okay. I think that there has been a lot of iffiness with the TV spots. I've seen, like, you've seen some of the drama kind of coming up around it. In my opinion, I think they're being really choosy with what they're showing because everything seems to be from the same parts.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more.
Like, they're hiding a lot of stuff, guys. Remember, this is a 2-hour and 20-minute movie.
Oh, 100%.
We've probably seen, what, 5 minutes of the movie altogether? Yeah. Because there's definitely overlap between trailers and stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe
a little bit more than 5 minutes. Yeah. I think for the most part, we're still safe.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's also been a lot of interviews. We are officially in the Tross Press, which is just really weird to say. Yeah.
Weird. And Domhnall Gleeson is really absent.
He really is. So is, like, Richard E. Grant. Like, he's not really doing anything.
Well, for him, it's not as big of a deal because I was just so used to having Dom there. And he is so funny. Like, him and Daisy paired up was, like, the funniest thing.
Oh, man. Well, and, like, I do like, though, that, you know, like, Kelly and Naomi are paired up.
Okay.
And they've been doing a lot of stuff.
They're best friends in real life.
They are. I love them so much, and I love them so much that I now ship Jenna and Rose.
Yes.
It's happening. Come on, guys.
they're wonderful together in interviews, and they're the new, like, internet duo that I want to, follow.
Yes.
Before it was Daisy and Dom, but now it's them.
Well, and, like, I think that's really good because, like, Kelly had such, like, a rough time, like, that's to put it very lightly, after The Last Jedi, and so to see her paired up with, you know, the new female character, and to see that they just get along so well, and to see, like, how her reaction to everything, like, it's been really great, and Kelly Marie Tran is amazing, and sunshine on this earth.
Yes, agreed.
Yes. John and Oscar have been killing it on the best friend train, and it's pretty great. They're pretty hilarious. But I will say, so do you want to talk about them talking about Stormpilot?
Yeah, and I think that we both talked about this. The podcast Who Talks First, I think, had a really, really good discussion about it. And I want to say, like, I agree with, like, everything that they said, so I don't have much more to add to it. I don't know who is steering this whole marketing thing to write the narrative the way that they want to. It really seems like they've been told different things at different times and things to say. I don't know.
Yeah, basically, for anybody who missed it, I'm not sure who was interviewing them, but, like, Oscar Isaac basically came out and said that, like, they're not pursuing Stormpilot romantically, and even John was like, you know, they're pursuing a platonic, really close friendship between these two guys, which I agree.
Fine.
Like, yeah, it's not something that we see that often.
They've kind of been spinning this narrative of, oh, maybe Stormpilot's happening, and then that's the issue that people have.
I don't think that marketing understands, or maybe they just don't care, that sure, it's great that you're exploring this, you know, really close relationship between two guys, but it's better and it's, you know, more unique if it is a gay relationship, and the fact that they're not going that way and they got so many people's hopes up is kind of ridiculous, especially when you look at Resistance Reborn, yeah. where they completely shut down, like, every relationship other than Storm Pilot.
Yeah.
So... Well,
go back and listen to us scream about, like, Storm Pilot potentially happening in The Rise of Skywalker, like, what, a couple of weeks ago.
And yeah, now, like, we were on board.
Yeah. But now, I'm unsure if they're gonna go with Finn Rose... But it's weird because Resistance Reborn shut that down, but now it kind of seems like I'm not sure if that's actually shut down. So
see, like, that's why I'm shipping Rose and Janna.
Yeah.
It's the only thing safe.
Which JJ has been saying that there is going to be an LGBT relationship, right? Or is it a relationship?
He said a character.
Okay, that's way different. Okay.
Which, so yeah, especially when you remember Endgame. Yeah. It was like a throwaway character.
Yeah. I want to say I expect more from JJ than the Russos, but I don't know at this point. We'll see.
Yep. Basically, I'm trying to still stay optimistic. Only time will tell. And I feel really, like, my heart goes out to the people who are, like, this would have been, like, really important and really amazing to see, because it really would have been. Unfortunately, Disney... is not brave enough to do it because of foreign markets, because they are pursuing that
China,
on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that brings us to, like, both of us are obsessed with High School Musical, the series. And
yes.
That show has the best representation, like, just all around. Like, mm-hmm. It's so great.
Yeah, I think we said this last time too. Like, I am way more emotionally attached to the show than I should be. it's really, really good. If you haven't been watching it, like, highly recommend. I know a lot of people are only getting Disney Plus for The Mandalorian, but you should also watch High School Musical because it's just so good.
And The Imagineering Story.
I still need to get back on that.
That show has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, Shannon.
I started watching Gossip Girl.
Oh, true. That does not have 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, though.
No, but the drama, oh my God.
They're more dramatic than the Skywalkers.
They are, and it's amazing. And I will say that Nate, like, wants to be as baby and amazing as Ricky from High School Musical, but he's not.
He's not,
like,
no.
Ricky is the,
Ricky,
like,
is
the I'm you, but better. Yes. But that does bring us, you know, since we're at Disney Plus, Mandalorian. We have gotten two new episodes. And like we've said, we are going to talk way more about Mandalorian in the new year. We're waiting for all the episodes to be out. But we did get episode 4 and 5, The Sanctuary and the Gunslinger. What do you want to say about that?
Episode 4 is my favorite by far. And episode 5 was my least favorite. By far.
Yes. 100% agree with that.
From what I've seen, there's kind of been some drama about people who like episode 5 and who don't. And I feel like I respectfully don't like episode 5. And I think I get everything that the episode was trying to do. And that's cool. But it wasn't my cup of tea. And that's fine. Because... I have all these other episodes that were totally my cup of tea, and I'm, like, so gung-ho about the show still. Like, I have not lost my faith in the show at all.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I get a little frustrated when I feel like things call me out. And so, like, episode 5 to me just reminds me that, like, this could have been all Mandalorian was. So it just makes me a little bit frustrated. But then I remember the amazingness that was The Sanctuary and the romance and Baby Yoda and everything. So I'm still excited for the show. I'm still really excited for episode 6. And I think we're moving into some interesting things. It's weird because there's only, like, what, 8 episodes?
Yeah, there's 3 left.
Yeah, so something's got to happen soon, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's going to get crazy. I just want Mando to carry Baby Yoda in a little backpack,
mm-hmm.
or just, you know,
the show is gonna be
father.
Done this month, which is insane. Mm-hmm. And then in February we're gonna get Clone Wars.
Oh my gosh. That's right. I need to get back on, and I have seen most of Clone Wars. I've realized that I've watched more Clone Wars than I thought I have, but I should go through, watch a little bit more of it before that happens. So also this week, I saw Knives Out, directed by our Lord and Savior, Rian Johnson. It was amazing. It's hilarious. Highly recommend it. If you like the movie Clue that came out in the 80s.
Oh my gosh.
This movie is very aware of the fact that it is very Clue in a meta way, and it's amazing. And just, like, the way Rian Johnson does stories, the way he lays, like, little Easter eggs and, like, little things where it's just like, oh my god, that's why this thing was this way. And, like, it's really fun. Like, my mom and I were talking about it for, like, days and days after we watched it. So it's great. And Chris Evans is hilarious. So please watch this movie.
I have been meaning to go see it, but I've been so busy with the holidays coming up. Work has been really busy, and Tross is coming soon. I just need to find time and go see it.
Yes, but you did see Marriage Story.
Yeah, I watched Marriage Story this morning, actually. I got my breakfast ready, drank my tea, and ate my pancakes watching it, and it was incredible. It was an amazing movie. So, because it's on Netflix, it's very accessible for a lot of us. And Adam's performance was incredible. I've never seen him act like that before. It was amazing.
I'm excited. He's coming for that Oscar.
And Laura Dern was amazing too. So another Star Wars alumni.
Okay, so I think it is time to finally get into our topic. And so we are kind of, you know, we're on the precipice of Tross. You know, we're very close to this movie coming out. And both of us are kind of trying to avoid speculation. Don't want to think too deep about it. And about a year and a half ago, actually, Alex and I made a podcast episode where we sorted all of the Star Wars characters into High School Musical songs. It was inspired by Who Talks First, doing that with ABBA songs. So today, we are here to celebrate Disney princesses and the Star Wars characters that represent them.
I think this episode came out of us trying to cope with the fact that we're so close to the Rise of Skywalker. And, like, we're like, okay, we can't make a big deal out of this last episode being, like, this big speculation thing. We need to come up with something fun.
But with that being said, this will still be the most important episode of any kind of Star Wars that you could possibly listen to, because we think very deeply about our choices.
Yeah.
Like, we're Virgos, so we don't half-ass anything.
Also, we're both really big fans of Disney princess movies, Disney animation altogether, so I feel like we're very qualified.
Yes, if you really want to know, you can go over on Network 1901's YouTube, where I have made a series of videos about the history of all the Disney princesses. Next up is Frozen, which is a big dog. I'm scared. But it's going to be fun.
So, before we start, what's your favorite princess movie?
Probably Tangled, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
Yeah, what's yours?
I flip-flop because I like different aspects of different ones. Like, Beauty and the Beast is definitely... I would say Beauty and the Beast is probably my favorite traditionally animated one, for sure. And then, I love Tangled, and I love Moana. But Frozen 2 came out of nowhere and might be my favorite Disney princess movie. Technically, Elsa and Anna aren't actually Disney princesses, apparently. Like, they're not, like, official.
Who cares?
Yeah. No, I know. But Frozen 2 came out of nowhere, and I'm obsessed. So,
yeah.
Time will tell if, like, I continue the obsession with Frozen 2, but right now I'm really on that train, and I listen to the soundtrack all the time. It's amazing. The deleted songs are even amazing. Like, so great.
Yeah, there has been some salt for Frozen 2, which I acknowledge, and I definitely think people have a point with it, but bottom line is Frozen 2 is stunning.
Yeah.
The music is amazing, and the journeys that Anna and Elsa go on in this film are beautiful. Like, oh, 100%. It's amazing.
And that's what I love so much about this movie. Because, like you said, like, you know, like, the movie has maybe a few pacing problems, but I'm like, I don't care. I don't care about the pacing problems. This movie is so great.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much easier for me to tell people, like, my top five princesses, like, instead of, like, movie in general.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think it's because, like, that's how I approach, like, my videos, because I'm looking at, like, the character, and, like, yeah, I critique the movies and everything, but, like, I'm looking at the character and, like, how they've they've changed over time. So, like, my list of favorite princesses, like, gets weirder the deeper I go into it. Because, like, obviously I love Belle, I love Rapunzel, but, like, I say Tangled's my favorite because, like, ever since watching Tangled the series, like, Rapunzel's amazing and her story is great, and I love her. All right, but if you haven't listened to our High School Musical episode, which is totally reasonable, I also don't know if it's still on our website, but you can go and try and find that if you want to. we have this broken up into prequels, originals, and sequels, and we've picked the main characters from each of those. And then we do a final round, which is like a free-for-all. We've picked three characters from anything. It can be outside of the Skywalker saga. It can be from animation. Doesn't matter. It can be from books. And we've all assigned a character to them. And we did ask everybody on Twitter as well what they thought, and we got a lot of responses, so thank you so much. And I have embedded, I believe, all of them into this so we can follow along with it.
And I didn't read those responses while making my list.
Yes.
So I, like, tried to, I may have overlap, I think, but I didn't take anyone's answers into mind.
I did for one because I had a different song and then I saw what they said and I'm like, you know what? You're right. So, all right. But with that, we are going to start with the prequels. So who did you pick or what song did you pick for Obi-Wan?
It's from Frozen 2. Do you know which one it is?
No.
Lost in the Woods.
Oh my God.
So I wrote down some, I know this is a romantic song, but I saw it more as a friendship song for Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Yes.
I wrote down some lyrics that I felt really captured him in Revenge of the Sith. but is this what it feels like to be growing apart? When did I become the one who's always chasing your heart? Now I turn around and find I'm lost in the woods. North is south, right is west. When you're gone, I'm the one who sees you home, but now I'm lost in the woods and I don't know what path you are on.
Amazing. Yes. I love it. in a similar vein, surprisingly, I chose I Wonder from Sleeping Beauty.
Oh my gosh.
Because this is when she is, you know, she's singing in the woods and all of the birdies and the animals are following her. Because, you know, Obi-Wan also loves animals. And she's wondering why each little bird has a someone to sing to and when someone will sing back a love song to her. And that just really reminded me of Obi-Teen.
Aww.
And just Obi-Wan and Anakin. And I just think he's looking for a love song. He wants somebody.
Aww.
All right, so what did you... Well, so our next up is Padme, and we did get a Twitter response for this one from Emily, and she said Reflection from Mulan, and what did you say?
I think I had Reflection put in there at one point, but I switched it to Speechless from a live-action Aladdin.
And we are now twinning. Yes. I chose that as well. It's the perfect Padme song.
Yeah, and especially, like, in terms of Queen Shadow, the book, it really fits.
Mm-hmm. First of all, if you haven't seen Aladdin because you're still salty over Will Smith, go see Aladdin because it's amazing. And Speechless is Princess Jasmine's song. And, you know, it's just amazing. Like, it's her coming into her own. She's wanting to be, you know, the Sultan because she is in charge and she can do this. And it talks about how, like, she won't start to crumble. She won't be silenced. And that it's very Padme.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
All right, so next up is Anakin.
So I have When Will My Life Begin from Tangled. Are you twinning again?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have that song picked, but for a totally different character.
I just think that, like, especially, like, in Attack of the Clones, when he's all, like, he doesn't feel like anyone's trusting him enough, and, like, he just wants to, like, see the world, and he wants his life to begin, and he wants to be, like, a full-blown Jedi, and he wants to be his own person and not have Obi-Wan watch over him. That's why I thought it fit.
So, in this scenario, is Obi-Wan Flynn or is Qui-Gon Flynn?
I think Obi-Wan, because I see it more Attack of the Clones.
He can do the smolder. Mm-hmm. Well, I chose one song from Snow White. This is the song that the prince sings to Snow White about how he has one song only for you, one song that has possessed me. And it was just very Attack of the Clones.
Oh, yeah.
Anakin is so horny for Padme.
Like the scene when she's in her, like, BDSM outfit.
Yes. Yes, this boy is bewitched body and soul by this person. He has one song to sing. So to close out the prequels, we have Papa Palps himself, good old Palpatine. What did you choose for this?
Going with another Aladdin song. Friend Like Me. I know the genie is a good person, and I am not trying to say this about the genie being a bad person. I'm just, the lyrics, can your friends do this? Do your friends do that? It's very, like, Palpatine in Revenge of the Sith saying, like, I can give you all these things that you want kind of thing.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. So this was the first one I thought of when I was coming up with anything for this list. And I even asked my mom if she thought this was the case, and she looked at me and she's like, "What is wrong with you?" So I chose "A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes." And this is the song that Palpatine sings while he's in the Hell Egg.
Oh my gosh!
Because a dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. If you have faith in your dreams, then someday, you know, whatever what you wish for will come true. And good old Palps, he's back again. Dreams are coming true.
Very fitting.
I love him. I love Papa Palps. It's great. Okay, so moving into the originals. First up, we have Luke. And we also got a Twitter response for Luke from Michael. And he said, "Belle from Beauty and the Beast."
Very fitting. Mm. Actually, I have the same one.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah. There must be more than this provincial life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I originally had Just Around the River Bend for Luke. But when I saw Michael say this, I was like, you know what? No, like, this is perfect, because some people have, like, a critique with Belle that she's, like, you know, above it all and, like, too good for this town. And to be perfectly honest, that is Luke in A New Hope. It's like, I just want to fly ships and go pick up some power converters and hang out with my friends. And oh my God, who are these people? Provincial life. Exactly.
Well, even the scene of Belle, like, kind of in the field on the hill, like, spinning around, is very reminiscent of him looking at the twin sons.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. And I think he would definitely do that.
Yeah.
So next up is Han.
Oh my gosh, I have another Aladdin song. So one jump ahead, I think it's very Solo, A Star Wars Story, Han. He is kind of like a scoundrel, like, he's a young scoundrel street rat on the run, just trying to make ends meet, basically.
I like it. I went in a completely different direction for Han.
Oh my gosh.
I chose I See the Light from Tangled.
Yes.
I think he's just such a romantic idiot boy.
He is.
And it did remind me a lot of him in Solo as well. I recently made a video. I don't know when it's coming out because it's for something else, but I went back and, like, looked at Han as a character, and it's just like, you know, all at once everything looks different now that I see you is just so baby boy Han.
It's very like that moment that Kira and him are reunited.
Yeah. Solo. Yeah, he's a good boy. All right, so last up for the originals is Leia.
Okay, we're going Frozen 2 again. Next right thing. I think, so I like cry every time I hear this song. It's really, really heartbreaking. And I think it's like the entire embodiment of Leia just like running on like almost zero fuel, like really like having a hard time, but always taking that step forward to do the next right thing.
Beautiful. I love it. I chose How Far I'll Go from Moana. I just think it's very Princess of Alderaan Leia. Like, she knows that she's going to be, like, the next queen. She wants to, you know, make her mother and her father very proud of her. But she does want that adventure. Like, there is something calling out to her. And, like, you see that with, like, her relationship with Han. And, like, she wants to be that perfect girl, but there is still something else that's kind of pulling her to do something more.
Very good.
Okay, so now we are moving into the sequels, which is, you know, everybody's mm-hmm. favorite. First up, we have Flyboy himself, Poe Dameron.
We're going to a Moana song. It's You're Welcome. Now, I have come to like Poe a lot this year. So, like, I mean this in the nicest way, like, saying that he's cocky, like, Maui. So I just think that him just being, like, all suave and being, like, you know, like, I'm the best. And especially in Spark of the Resistance when he just thinks that he can fly so much better than Rey and all of that.
I chose, so like you, I've also been very influenced by, I kind of have a new appreciation for Poe. I chose Wind in My Hair from Tangled the series.
Oh my gosh, deep cut.
Deep cut. It's about longing for adventure and new horizons. There's so much to see. Beautiful breeze blowing through. I'm ready to follow it, who knows where. Like, and his, you know, his beautiful
hair. His hair.
Exactly.
Course.
Yes. I just, like, so if you haven't ever watched Tangled the series, like, the theme song just, like, immediately hits you with, I've got the wind in my hair. And it's, like, very, very loud. That's very Poe to me as well.
Yeah. So,
it's very extra. All right. So next up is Finn. And we got another response from Twitter from Noreen. She said, Zero to Hero from Hercules.
That's perfect. Yeah. I didn't include any Hercules. I didn't even look at that soundtrack, but mm-hmm. it's perfect.
Yeah.
I chose another Moana song, How Far I'll Go. So you use that for Leia, and I use it for Finn. And I just think it's very the end of The Last Jedi and the way they've been marketing The Rise of Skywalker. It's very, like, every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know where I cannot go, where I long to be. So it's like he has finally found his spot in the resistance after all that time of longing.
I like that. I had a lot of trouble with Finn, and I like that a lot. I think you're absolutely right. I chose The First Time in Forever from Frozen. Mm-hmm. Kind of for like a similar reason. You know, it's like he's been shut up in the First Order for so long. And now all of a sudden he's out in the world and he's around these people who love him and who care about him. And it's all so new to him. And he's very excited to like be in it. Like, you know, in Force Awakens, he's very like excited, and he's excited when he's on Cantu Bight and all of that, and it's all just so very new to him. And who knows, maybe he'll meet the one. Everybody loves Finn. All right, so next up is Rose.
Okay, so I chose another Aladdin song. So many Aladdin songs. Okay, A Whole New World. Because I think
cute.
It's her showing Finn the world in The Last Jedi.
That's cute. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So for Rose, I chose Next Right Thing from Frozen 2.
After her sister passes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Spoilers for Frozen 2. It was very like, you know, when we first meet Rose, like she's grieving over her sister. And she gets, you know, very angry with Finn because he's about to like abandon this thing that her sister just died for. And I think this, through The Last Jedi, like, we do see her pick herself back up and do the next right thing and keep moving forward, even though yeah. she's lost this huge figure in her life.
Yeah. Well, we both use that song for characters who just, like, lost everything, basically.
Yeah. I honestly, like, it's a very... There's a lot of female characters in Star Wars that I think fit that song.
Yeah.
Like, it's very emotional, and that just goes to show you that Star Wars is tragedy and everybody loses everything.
And, oh, before we go on to Rey, I was just going to say, I think we should come up with a Janna entry in this after we see The Rise of Skywalker.
Definitely.
Because, like, we don't know anything about her. So, like, I was like, I don't know what she would be because we don't know her yet. But I think we should when we do our whole discussion.
Yes. So I want all of you listeners out there to keep that in mind as well. And then tweet your ideas at us because... Janna looks really cool, and she's a horse girl, so it's going to be great. Okay, so next up is Rey, and there were a lot of entries for Rey. Some we've said before, some new ones, but we do have Madge, who said, I'll make a man out of you. Sandra, how far I'll go. Nettie, how far I'll go. Kira Kylo said, go the distance from Hercules. Elsa Kylo said, show yourself from Frozen 2. Prepare My Ship said, when will my life begin? Noreen said, Belle. And Michael said, Into the Unknown, also from Frozen 2.
Okay, yeah, all of these are great.
Yeah, they're all amazing. I mean, to be perfectly honest, like, Rey's amazing, and she's just great, mm-hmm. so she deserves it all.
A lot of these songs are the I Want songs, except for Show Yourself.
Yeah, Show Yourself is, like, the I've found song.
Yeah. So, this is a little speculative because this is our whole dream theory, but my song is Once Upon a Dream.
Yes.
So, I Know You, I Walked With You Once Upon a Dream. So, basically, there's reason to think that Rey has seen Kylo before in a daydream, in a nightmare from the Force Awakens novelization.
Yeah. I think it's a very Reylo song, for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. So mine is also a little speculatory. Just like Elsa Kylo, I also said Show Yourself from Frozen 2. And I think this is... It is very reminiscent of the Mirror Cave. So if you've seen Frozen 2, you kind of know what this scene looks like. But to me, this is, like, very Nine Rey. Because she's going to discover that, like, you know, as Elsa says, like, you were the one you've been waiting for all of my life. Like, she finds herself.
I don't know if Rey is fully there at the end of The Last Jedi. I don't think she
is. No. Yeah, I think she's going to get there in Episode 9. Like, everybody's always asking her about her parents, and she is herself looking for that, which is also kind of what Elsa's looking for. Like, she's looking for that connection with her mother. But she discovers that, you know, she has to love herself first.
And her mother is within her.
Exactly. I really think that's where we're going to go with Rey. And also there's a line where it says, all my life I've been torn, but I'm here for a reason. Could it be the reason that I was born?
Yeah. I think Show Yourself, that scene in Frozen 2 is probably one of my favorite scenes in a Disney movie ever. It's so good.
It's amazing, and it's, like, let's just gush about Frozen 2 for a second. Like, I think it's my favorite, like, song from Disney and sequence, because it's just, it's so beautiful, and, like, obviously, you know, musically and technically and everything, but what they're trying to say here with Elsa, like, she descends into, you know, like, she goes down and she confronts the goddess, all that feminine imagery, and she finds herself, and she discovers that, like, she can't suppress who she is to fit in. Like, she has to embrace it, which is where she was going with Let It Go. But, like, this takes it a step farther. And it just, the way it represents her journey is just absolutely amazing. Okay, so our last one for the sequel trilogy is good old Baby Ben Solo. And we also had a ton of responses for this one. So Rayla Warrior said Reflection from Mulan. Nettie said Monster from Frozen, the Broadway show. Bex said So This Is Love. Kylo RCNS said Let It Go. NMPSR14 said let it go, and Noreen also said let it go, all from Frozen. And this little stand girl said Once Upon a Dream for Raylo.
Yeah, I kind of used it that way for Ray.
Mm-hmm.
My Ben was Evermore from Beauty and the Beast live action.
Same.
I knew you were going to choose that one. It's on the Raylo playlist.
Also is Monster. Yeah, no, Evermore is the quintessential Ben song, and you cannot change my mind.
100%.
Yes.
It's so Ben. And we know Adam Driver can sing because of Marriage Story.
Yes, exactly. It's just, man, it's so angsty, it's so extra, it's so dramatic, like, I love when it's like, and I know she'll never leave me, even as she runs away. She will still torment me, calm me, move me, hurt me, come what may.
Oh, and you 100% know that he was, like, tormented during this entire year of Home Apart.
100%. 100%. There is no way he is not the Beast singing Evermore.
He is such a tortured soul. I love him.
I love it. I love it so much. And I also love, so in the stage show for Beauty and the Beast also gets, like, a super angsty song. It's even more angsty because he talks about, like, if she can't love me, like, no one ever will. Then, like, what's the point anymore? And it's just, like, it's very Ben. It's just very Ben. He's the Beast.
Well, I mean, he's a Skywalker. He's dramatic.
Oh, 100%.
Beast is dramatic. Yeah.
AF. Yes. Okay, so next up are our free spaces. We'll go ahead and start with the Twitter ones. And we actually just got two in, and they disappeared off of my thing.
Well, I have them. You don't need
You have them? Okay, you go for
it. Yeah. So, Spectre8 said, Hera is, I won't say I'm in love. That is so Hera.
It's very Hera.
And, just a Canera one in general, so Kanan and Hera. At last, I see the light.
Yeah. I feel like I See the Light is a very Star Wars ship song in general, because all of our boys are babies. So we also got some other responses. Sith Lord said, next right thing for Cal, which makes me very sad.
Cal!
He's such a baby boy. And I immediately thought of him on Ilum when I read this one.
The whole Ilum scene. I'm sobbing.
So good. So good. Rogue Hobbits said, next right thing for Jen, which I also really agree with.
Yes.
Oh, God. If you haven't read Jen's YA novel, what is that called? Rebel Rising. Oh, yeah. It's so good. Just please do yourself a favor and read that book. Dame Hux said, almost there from Princess and the Frog for Hux, and I'll make a man out of you for Phasma.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll go with my first one then. I also had Almost There for Hux. And I did not see this. I did not see this
That's
answer.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So for Almost There, I just thought, okay, I have the lyrics here. I don't have time for dancing. That's just gonna have to wait a while. Ain't got time for messing around. It's not my style. So, like, he's just, like, all business. And then there's another part of the song where it's like, I remember Daddy told me fairy tales can come true. You gotta make them happen. It all depends on you. So he, like, literally, like, took his own dad, his own dad's advice and killed his dad to get ahead.
I'm just imagining Hux as a strong, independent black woman. It's great. I love it. My first free space is Emphis, Emphis Nest, and I said, Touch the Sky from Brave. It really reminds me of the Cloud Raiders. Yeah. Brave doesn't really have songs, but that was the last video that I made, so, like, I was listening to a lot of Brave.
Yeah.
And she really reminds me, one, of Merida, but two, like, the Cloud Raiders are very, like, touch the sky.
Yeah.
It's like, I will fly, chase the wind, and touch the sky.
And they're both
it's
teenagers,
so good.
And yeah, it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And she's going to take on her parents' mantle, too, like Emphis did.
Yes. I hope we get more Emphis. Like, I She's a really cool character that I would love to see come back in some sort of fashion. Like, my ultimate dream is to see her come back in some kind of Mandalorian fashion. Wow. I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah, because they created this amazing character. Like, why not?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
So, in a Mando tangent there, I did choose Mando for one of
my spaces. Oh, I did too!
Oh, good! What was your Mando?
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Reflection.
Me too!
Yes!
When I thought of this, I, like, laughed for 5 minutes out loud, just by myself.
Like, the whole first part where it's like, look at me, I will never pass for a perfect bride or a perfect daughter.
It's like, somehow I cannot hide who I am, though I've tried. Just, he's a soft boy.
And then this part that if I were truly to be myself, I would break my family's heart. Like, the whole, like, clan tribe.
Yes, because, like, this is, okay, episode 4 spoilers here, but, like, if he removes his mask, he can never put it back on again. Like, that's the Mandalorian way. So, even though he wants to stay on, what is it, Sorgan? Is that what it's called? With Amara. And stay there and just be happy and, like, you know, take off the mask. Like, he can't. And, like, that moment, oh, it's so good.
It would break his family's heart. But he has to realize that Baby Yoda is becoming his new family.
That's right.
Instead of the Mandalorian tribe.
Yes. I mean, and there's a lot to be said there for, like, the Mandalorians took him in and raised him.
Yeah, so when I think he has a lot of guilt. I think he has a lot of guilt that he's like, oh, I owe them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's discovering that maybe this isn't the path that he wants or needs anymore.
Yeah.
But he can't bring himself to, you know, move away from it. And I'm really hoping that, like, that's where it's going to take us, where it is going to be like a make or break it for, like, I have to protect my clan, or I have to protect this child who needs me now. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love him. So what was your last free space?
So mine was a ship, if that's okay.
That's okay.
It's Cal and Maren. I chose a Beauty and the Beast song, Something There.
Love it. Yes.
But I would say it's like gender bent. So when it's like the Beast part, it's actually Maren. And when it's Belle's part, it's actually Cal.
Oh, because he didn't shudder at her paw.
Yeah. I mean, like, the whole, like, angst of it all of, like, Jedis and Night Sisters not getting along and, like, them deciding that they're going to be the change and all that. Like, yes.
Yes. Marikal is such a good ship.
It is so good.
Such a good ship.
So good.
I love it. Well, my last free space was Baby Yoda.
Yes!
The meme lord himself. And I chose When Will My Life Begin?
Yes!
Because he's just been chilling in his little egg. And I just feel like Mando has come along and swept him up on this adventure. And he's killing it. He's loving it. He loves his new dad, and it's just, this is everything he's ever wanted. He's gonna see the floating lights.
Yes.
Oh, man. It's great. I love it. If you have any other listeners out there, if you have any other ideas for songs and characters, you can always let us know, because nothing makes us happier than imagining Star Wars as Disney princess. It's just, that's what it is.
So I think our job will be that we have to choose a song for Janna. And we gotta choose a song for maybe General Pride.
Yes. And that's what Richard E. Grant would want.
Yeah. And then Matt Smith, is he in the movie? Who is he playing? Maybe his character needs a song too. And then Dominic Monaghan's character, how big of a character is that? Maybe he needs a song.
Yeah. You never know. Maybe Claude needs a song. Maybe Claude's the hero of the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe Babu Freak needs a song. Maybe Abu Freak 3PO, makes me giggle. 3PO will need a song at the end of this movie.
Yes. Oh, man. What would 3PO's song be? That is the real question. He's seen
something
it all.
Something about planning, knowing everything.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is our last episode before Tross. I'm not. I'm not ready. I'm not okay.
Don't think about it.
Yeah, don't think about it. We are in the danger zone. We are almost there. We're in the home stretch, y'all. Like, this is absolutely insane. And it's just, it's coming for us. It's coming really fast. I think we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but we are taking a break, partially with Tross, but also, you know, with the holidays and everything. So what you can expect from us coming up is after we see Tross, we're both seeing it on the Thursday night, and we're also seeing it Friday, but we are going to upload an immediate reaction, might be uncut, who knows, just depends on if I feel like editing or not. That will be in place of a story next Friday. So
next Friday?
Right?
Is it that soon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Girl. So this Friday's story will be the last one until the new year. So if you're waiting to record your story for, you know, episode 9 to come out or anything like that, that's totally fine. Just be sure you are thinking about it, and make sure you get those into us because we want to get a schedule going for next year. And as always, if you have any questions about that, you can email us at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com, or you can message us. We are the second Tross drops. We will be back on Twitter.
Full time.
Full time. No stopping. Like, we will be there for you if you have any questions about that. But we will also record a coherent Tross breakdown once we've had a moment to digest everything.
I think we're going to record that after we see it the second time. Mm-hmm. So we have, like, more chill.
Breathing room. I'm just, like, I can't.
Yeah,
like,
and we're getting so close to our Galaxy's Edge trip, too.
Yes! Like, I'm so excited. Like, oh, man, this is going to be so much fun. We're going to get arrested by Kylo Ren. It's going to be great.
We're going to go on Rise of the Resistance because that's open now.
We get to see Noodle Arms Kylo Ren.
Yes.
It's going to be so great. I'm so excited. I hope all of you guys are excited for the Rise of Skywalker as well. I'm still stressed trying to think about other things like outfits instead.
Didn't you have a stress dream?
I did have a stress dream. Oh, my God. Yeah, they showed the first 20 minutes of The Rise of Skywalker on the news, and I was really mad because it was, like, all completely new characters, and it was basically just an episode of Doctor Who instead of The Rise of Skywalker. So I was, like, I woke up, and I was really mad, and then I'm like, oh, that was a dream.
I haven't had a stress dream yet, but I had quite a few before Celebration.
That is very true. That is very true. I didn't have any before Celebration, which is a miracle. Oh, man. Do you have anything else that you want to add before we sign off until Tross?
Oh, my gosh. We're signing off until Tross. Oh, God. Sometimes I stop and I'm like, no, it's not that soon. And nope. Then I'm like, oh, wait. We're recording 11 days before right now.
Yeah, it's the 8th.
It's going to be 9 days before when this comes out.
I'm not okay.
What am I going to do? Like, what do I watch to, like, keep myself occupied? More episodes of Lizzie McGuire, maybe.
Yeah, Gossip Girl.
Yeah. Maybe I'll
just
watch...
Watching Gossip Girl and avoiding
our
problems.
I was going to say watch episode 4 of The Mandalorian 3 more times. I've watched that one so many times. I just keep watching it. Before I watched episode 5, I decided instead of immediately watching episode 5, I would watch episode 4 again. And then 5. I was just like so gung-ho about episode 4.
Which was a mistake.
Yeah, because then it made me dislike episode 5 more than I probably would have. But oh well.
Yeah. You know what else you can watch? Take your mind off of The Rise of Skywalker. High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yeah,
so good.
They're not paying us to say that. We genuinely love the show.
We genuinely love it. Ricky is our son. We've adopted him.
He is the lipstick and lightsaber son.
Yes. He just needs his parents to love each other. Like, oh my God. He can't. He's so good.
The, I love guys, him. The end of episode 5 of High School Musical, the series, the angst. The angst.
So much angst. Episode 4 like legit made me cry, and then episode 5 was like, here, have a power song, but then cry a little bit at the end too. So yeah, it's so good. But it is gonna do it for this episode of Lipstick and Lightsabers. We are going into the bunker. If you need us,
we're there with Chris Terrio and Adam Driver in the bunker.
Yes, we are hiding. We are taking cover because y'all. Tross is next week, so get ready, get the tissues, plan your outfits, and just like, I don't even, everything is gonna be before Tross and after Tross.
You have your outfit right?
No.
Oh,
I don't know what I'm wearing. Do I dress like Marin? Do I dress like, what do I wear? How am I gonna walk? What am I gonna say? Am I gonna cry?
We're just rambling because we're panicking.
Yeah, we're panicking. Yeah, we have to, like, compose ourselves because we're recording for Story Geeks later, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah,
go listen to Story Geeks. It's going to be great. Okay, but for real, that's going to do it for this episode of Lipstick and Lightsabers. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure, if you want to send in your Star Wars story, want to be part of Lipstick and Lightsabers, there are instructions to do that on the description of this podcast episode and on our website, network1901.com, where you can also find the links to everything. I am at McCarter Shannon. Alex is at Alex Leonis. And we will see you guys in a galaxy far, far away. Bye.
Bye.